Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. And I am your host, Cicely Davis. Super excited to have you join me. I really appreciate your support for the ride or dies. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning or joined in halfway through and you've made it to the 102nd episode, I truly thank you for your support, giving me time and consideration, and allowing me to speak into your world. And for those of you who are new, well, you couldn't have chosen a better podcast. Thank you so very much. I truly appreciate you. Whether you're new or returning, I have an ask, and it is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we move on through. And I got to tell you, I'm having fun. And it hasn't even been 2 weeks yet. Donald Trump is making moves and he's doing great. He's putting stunner, amazing, killer, savage people into his cabinet, into his administration. And we, the American people, are going to be all the better for it. Super excited about talking about this. Donald Trump has wasted no time in making his mark since returning to the presidency, launching a series of aggressive executive actions designed to reshape federal policies and roll back the progressive agenda of his predecessor. Who was that guy? What was his name? I don't remember. You know, I'm sitting here as 0% liberal today, and I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to the next 4 glorious years. So with a firm commitment to the America First doctrine, to which I am so supportive of, okay, his administration has taken swift action to restore traditional values, strengthen national security, of course, and eliminate what he sees as bureaucratic bloat. This has really got to stop. So when we drain the swamp, we also need to remove bureaucratic bloat. One of his first priorities has been dismantling the Biden-era diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Didn't earn it. You all have to say that. When you say DEI, you must immediately follow with a didn't earn it. We got to get that. We got to drive that point home. Federal employees tied to didn't earn it initiatives have been placed on paid leave, and DEI related websites have been shut down, signaling a clear shift away from identity based policies in government hiring and in operations. His administration has also swiftly reassigned career DOJ officials and froze civil rights cases, arguing that these measures would refocus the Department of Justice on protecting all Americans equally across the board rather than prioritizing cases based on identity politics. I mean, we don't need our abbreviated agencies attacking Americans, okay? And when you are prosecuting, we want them to prosecute equally across the board. Trump has also followed through on his commitment to energy independence and deregulation. Loving this guy, loving him in office. So great to have him back. By withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement once again and freezing Inflation Reduction Act spending, which it, of course, did the exact opposite from that inept administration we just previously had. He has halted billions in government funding for climate initiatives while simultaneously opening up federal lands for oil and gas leasing. Drill, baby, drill. Drill a lot, drill down deep, and continue to drill. We need independence. We need to be energy independent here in our own land, here in our own country, here in our own nation. His administration has also moved to eliminate wind energy subsidies, reinforcing his stance that America's energy policy should prioritize fossil fuels over what has frequently derided as unreliable and costly green energy. Okay. These are those kind of projects. Cost us way too much money, wasn't getting us, but only made the bureaucrats that were pushing it making their pockets fatter and richer. On the global stage, Trump has pursued a bold approach to foreign affairs, beginning with the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization. You remember those folks, the WHO, okay, the World Health Organization.
This decision cuts funding to the global health body, which Trump and his allies have long criticized for being overly deferential to China in particular. Now, national security has also been a focus in this first 2 weeks, with Trump sending home 160 national security officials and directing federal agencies to strengthen border protections. His administration has revived strict immigration reinforcement measures, including terminating catch and release policies and reinstating the Remain in Mexico program. Kick it right back in. Stay in Mexico. I mean, my dog is all excited about it. Okay. All aimed at securing the southern border. Now, in his signature style, which Trump has a whole lot of, Trump has not shied away from bold symbolic moves. He's renamed the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. God, that man is great. Isn't he good? And restored the original name of Mount McKinley, reversing the Obama era change to Denali. Okay. Now, while these actions may seem largely ceremonial, they reflect his broader commitment to reclaiming the American heritage and rejecting what he sees as unnecessary political correctness. We got to get back to a point where we're just simply putting America first and its interests first, thereby protecting and putting Americans' interests first. Trump's aggressive pace of action proves that he is determined to implement his agenda without waiting for a congressional gridlock. Whether it's making it easier to fire federal employees, which I'm all for, or halting police reform agreements, or launching broad investigations into the Biden administration, someone has got to peel the covers back on that corrupt regime called the Bidens. His presidency is once again defined by rapid, uncompromising decision-making. Now, while legal challenges are inevitable, his supporters see these sweeping changes as a necessary correction to years of progressive overreach, ensuring that government policy aligns with conservative principles, our principles, American principles, and puts the American people where? First, top of mind, making us the priority. Trump's rapid and decisive actions prove that his leadership is exactly what America needs to restore order, economic strength, and this is a big one, national pride, to feel good about the red, white, and blue, about that flag, about America and its founding, right? Its founding fathers, everything we stand for, our heroes, our history. By cutting through bureaucratic red tape and eliminating wasteful policies and prioritizing American interests over globalist agendas, he is setting the country on a path to renewed prosperity. However, his success depends on more than just executive powers. It requires a strong Republican Congress and Senate to back his reforms and ensure that these policies are not blocked or undone by left-wing obstructionists. That's the important thing. We need courageous congressional and senator members to actually back his plans. Republican lawmakers must stand firm. They must be courageous. They must be bold. They must be brave. They must stand against the talk and the reports and the shaming and all the heat that they're going to take for backing Trump and his agenda. They must support Trump's America First vision and push his policies through the legislative process to solidify lasting change. God, I wish I were in Congress right now. I'd be so great. The future of the country depends on a government that works for its citizens, not against them, and with a unified Republican leadership. America can once again thrive, secure its borders, protect its industries, and uphold its traditional values for generations and generations and generations to come, leaving us in the position of being on top, first, and the global leader that we are. Now, when we talk about Donald Trump, we have to talk about his cabinet and all the fabulous people that he's putting in his administration, right? We have Duffy getting across. They're, of course, pressing in on Kash Patel.
We have some amazing people. You know, we have the South Dakota governor. She's doing a great job, Kristi Noem and others. We need to talk about, in particular, I'm going to focus on two, and that is our new press secretary, Caroline Leavitt and J.D. Vance. Now, Caroline Leavitt, this young talent, she's only 27 years old, everyone. What a talent. Has wasted no time proving she is a force to be reckoned with as Trump's new press secretary.
President Trump, of course, ran one of the key policy items was that he was going to lower prices, lower the cost of everything from groceries, as he often said. But in many of the cases, it would seem that some of these moves could raise prices for real Americans on everything from low-income heating, that program, child care programs. Will nothing that the president's doing here in terms of the freeze in these programs raise prices on ordinary Americans?
What particular actions are you referring to that
I'm
would...
I'm referring to LHEAP right now. That's the low-income heating program, for example. We can talk about... There's no clarity, so I could refer to a lot of them. We don't know what they are specifically. Can you tell us that LHEAP, that LIHEAP is not one of those affected?
So you're asking a hypothetical based on programs that you can't even identify.
Well, I just identified.
What I can tell you
is
that...
Since you guys haven't identified, let's do it together just for Americans at home. Medicaid, is that affected?
I gave you a list of examples, Social Security, Medicare, welfare benefits, food stamps, that will not be impacted by this federal pause. I can get you the full list after this briefing from the Office of Management and Budget. But I do want to address the cost cutting, because that's certainly very important, and cutting the cost of living in this country. President Trump has taken historic action over the past week to do that. He actually signed a memorandum to deliver emergency price relief for American families, which took a number of actions. I can walk you through those. He also repealed many onerous Biden administration regulations. We know over the past 4 years, American households has been essentially taxed $55,000 in regulations from the previous administration. President Trump, with the swipe of his pen, rescinded those, which will ultimately put more money back in the pockets of the American people. So deregulation is a big deal. And then when it comes to energy, I mean, the president signed an executive order to declare a national energy emergency here at home, which is going to make America energy dominant. We know that energy is one of the number one drivers of inflation. And so that's why the president wants to increase our energy supply to bring down costs for Americans. The Trump energy boom is incoming, and Americans can expect that.
Now, unlike the evasive and unprepared Corinne Jean-Pierre, the KJP, okay, and I was doing a comparison. I realized, Cicely, just stop and just do the show, because there actually is no comparison, okay? Compared to the KJP, however, Leavitt has shown she is more than capable of handling the media with precision and confidence and with clarity. She has made it clear that the days of allowing hostile leftist reporters to dictate the narrative are simply over. Leavitt has already signaled changes to the White House press room, potentially reshaping who gets to ask questions and ensuring that decorum is maintained, which is a stark, of course, stark contrast to the chaotic Biden-era briefings where the press secretary often stumbled over basic questions or outright refused to even answer any questions. Leavitt's ability to counteract media bias with direct, articulate response is something conservative Americans have long been craving. It is so very refreshing. She has openly declared that she will not be intimidated by the mainstream media's attempt to spin the truth and is fully committed to delivering President Trump's America First message to the public. Having previously worked under Kayleigh McEnany and served as a spokesperson for Trump's campaign, okay, Leavitt is well-versed in handling aggressive reporters and pushing back against dishonest narratives. Again, so very refreshing. Her experience and tenacity are already making waves in how the administration communicates with the American people. Now, compared to Jean-Pierre, again, there is no true comparison, who often avoided answering questions, read from a binder with little engagement, and was widely criticized for being the least effective press secretary in modern history. Leavitt, on the other hand, brings a refreshing change. She's sharp, she's composed, she's attractive, and unafraid to call out media dishonesty. The American people, you, me, Rick, my husband, even my dog, okay, we deserve transparency. And under Leavitt's leadership, the White House press briefings will no longer be an exercise in dodging accountability, but a platform to effectively communicate the administration's policies and our successes. That message of Donald Trump's successes and everything that he's accomplished under Caroline Leavitt will actually get out. It will be reported. She will ensure that that happens. Caroline Leavitt is unshakable in the face of the corrupt and combative media, making it clear that she will not tolerate the dishonest tactics of leftist reporters. Now, unlike past press secretaries who have crumbled under pressure or played along with the biased narratives, Leavitt meets the media head on with facts, with confidence, and an unapologetic commitment to the truth. And she's had a great leader. Kayleigh McEnany was great. And I'm sure Kayleigh probably is like, wow, look at my little protege. Go girl, right? Okay, she has openly stated that while she hopes for decorum in the press briefing room, she is fully prepared to take on reporters who attempt to twist reality and undermine President Trump's agenda. Now, this level of preparedness and willingness to challenge the media's misinformation ensures that the American people will no longer be subjected to the manipulation and the deception that defined the entire Biden administration and what we had to deal with out of the press room of the Biden administration under that ridiculous, inept KJP. Now, with Leavitt on the podium, the days of the press running roughshod over weak and ineffective spokespeople are over. This time, the administration is playing offense, and the media very well knows it under this Caroline Leavitt. Kudos to that young woman. I really do support her. And last, and I would say that this is probably the most refreshing, J.D. Vance. This smart. He's smart. He's sharp. He's just well-prepared. And he's unabashed in answering and dealing with these leftist journalists. J.D. Vance has been a sharp and unrelenting voice in exposing the failures of the Biden administration's immigration policies, leaving leftist journalists scrambling to keep up. Now, my husband asked a really great question last week. He's like, I wonder why J.D. Vance even gives them the time of day. Why? And then he answered his own questions. He's like, well, I just realized that it's just an opportunity for him to show up every week and just embarrass them in front of the American people. And that is worth it. So I agree. His bold stance on securing the border, advocating for mass deportations and ending birthright citizenship has sent shockwaves. They are shocked. They are stunned, as the activist in Minneapolis said. They are stunned at the candidness of J.D. Vance, right? Ending birthright citizenship has sent shockwaves, it said, through the liberals' media, which desperately tries to paint him as an extremist. But Vance, he doesn't back down. He has that courage, that courageous virtue that I've been talking about, right? When pressed, J.D. Vance, he flips the narrative on its head and calls out the left's hypocrisy, making it clear that wanting a secure border and a lawful immigration system isn't racist. It's just simply common sense. And here's what I hope. I hope that he continues his weekend tours and just stomping leftist journalists left and right to the point where we actually stop seeing him because none of the journalists actually want to sit in front of him. That's what I'm hoping. Now, unlike the weak mumbling responses from Biden's administration, Vance delivers cutting and factual rebuttals. Now, we have Caroline Leavitt in comparison to Corinne Jean-Pierre, and we have J.D. Vance in comparison to Kamala Harris. There is no comparison, folks, right? This is just heads above. This is high level, high accomplished, entirely different set of people with a different set of skill set and talent and preparedness. Vance delivers cutting and factual rebuttals, shutting down the media's false narratives with brutal efficiency. Now, when Democrats try to dismiss legitimate concerns about border security as fear-mongering, Vance reminds them that millions of illegal immigrants have flooded the country under Biden's disastrous open border policies, bringing crime and drugs and trafficking and economic burdens with them. He has made it clear, very clear, crystal clear, that America needs law and order, not endless asylum loopholes and handouts for non-citizens. Now, of course, I have a video to show this. Go ahead and roll the tape, Rick.
My primary concern as the vice president, Margaret, is to look after the American people. And now that we know that we have vetting problems with a lot of these refugee programs, we absolutely cannot unleash thousands of unvetted people into our country.
These people are vetted.
Just like the guy who played a terrorist attack in Oklahoma a few months ago, he was allegedly properly vetted. And many people in the media and the Democratic Party said that he was properly vetted. Clearly, he wasn't. I don't want my children to share a neighborhood with people who are not properly vetted. And because I don't want it for my kids, I'm not going to force any other American citizens' kids to do that either.
No, and that was a very particular case. It wasn't clear if he was radicalized when he got here or while he was living here.
I don't really care, Margaret. I don't want that person in my country. And I think most Americans agree with me.
Oh, that is so good. It's so good to watch. Now, I have to say, I find it refreshing. And having a vice president actually who actually matters and takes real action is a refreshing change from the Biden era from Kamala Harris, where Kamala Harris was nowhere to be found when the border crisis spiraled out of control and they denied it. Remember that? And Vance, on the other hand, doesn't just talk. He takes action and he fights. His sharp wit and unapologetic defense of American interests prove that the days of the media setting the narrative unchallenged are simply over. With Vance in office, the American people finally have a VP who isn't afraid to call out the lies, take on the establishment, and prioritize citizens over illegal immigrants. And that is a refreshing Savage Truth. Thank you so much for joining me. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, like J.D. Vance, like Caroline Leavitt, and certainly our President Donald J. Trump, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.